Soldiers should receive as much time at home between deployments as they serve in combat zones. That's one of the conclusions presented by Army psychiatrists in an annual mental health survey released today. NPR's Guy Raz has more details.
5 years on in Iraq, one out of five soldiers suffers from mental health problems. For those on their second or third tour, says Army psychiatrist Colonel Elspeth Ritchie, the numbers are even higher.
Non-commissioned officers, soldiers who are on their third and fourth tour, about 27% of them have symptoms of anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder.
The Army surveyed more than 2,000 soldiers in Iraq and 900 in Afghanistan last fall. The study found that longer deployments mean a higher chance of depression or anxiety. Here's the Army's Deputy Surgeon General, Gail Pollack.
You're more likely to struggle the longer you've been deployed. And some of these soldiers are on a second or third deployment.
The Army survey also found that soldiers who experience a combat loss within their unit are more than twice as likely to mistreat non-combatants. And so, according to Lieutenant Colonel Paul Blisi, an Army psychologist, to mitigate some of these risk factors, the Army needs to consider giving soldiers more time off between deployments.
One of the conclusions that we draw from this is that soldiers are not resetting entirely before they get back into theater. To completely recover from the previous deployment when they go back into theater for the second or third deployment.
Last summer, Virginia Democrat Senator Jim Webb introduced legislation that would do just that, but the bill was defeated in the Senate, largely along party lines. Guy Raz, NPR News, Washington.